on this holiday weekend when we are remembering those who've given their life in battle. We are also remembering those who innocents who are giving have given their lives in unimaginable ways here in Texas. We also remember this ascension, that it will be our ascension, our time lifted up out of this world. And until that happens, until we go to be in that place that Jesus has prepared for us, may the words that he gives us strengthen us and help us in these days, in this hour, in the challenges that we face. Jesus, our Savior, battled over sin. In fact, Scripture calls God a warrior. We may not always think that way, but we'll explore that a bit in our Bible study time this morning. But Jesus battled over sin and death, didn't he? He won a victory over all of that, a victory that we are all grateful for and depend on. But the cost of his victory, the cost is, on this Memorial Day weekend, we think of those willing to pay the price to lay down their lives for us. The cost for Jesus was also his own suffering, his death, his life laid down for us as he showed that great love, like he talked about there in the gospel reading, when one lays down one's life for one's friends. And we remember there have been those in our faith tradition, there have been those in our nation who have been willing to lay down their lives for our freedom. One such Medal of Honor recipient I want to highlight for you this morning is William Baud Byrant. Here's the citation that was received for his action on March the 24th, 1969. "For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, Sergeant Bryant, assigned to Company A, distinguished himself while serving as the commanding officer of Civilian Irregular Defense Group Company of 321, 2nd Battalion of the Mobile Strike Force Command during combat operations. The battalion came under heavy fire and was surrounded completely by elements of three enemy regiments. Sergeant First Class Bryant displayed extraordinary heroism throughout the succeeding 34 hours of incessant attack. As he moved throughout the company positions, heedless of intense hostile fire, while establishing and improving the defensive perimeter, directing fire during critical phases of the battle, distributing ammunition, assisting the wounded, and providing the leadership and inspirational example of courage to his men. When a helicopter drop of ammunition was made to resupply the beleaguered forces, Sergeant Bryant, with complete disregard for his safety, ran beyond his own lines of safety out under heavy enemy fire to retrieve the scattered ammunition boxes and distributed needing ammunition to his men. During a lull in the intense fighting, he led a patrol outside the perimeter to obtain information of the enemy. That patrol came under intense automatic weapons fire and their group was pinned down. But Sergeant Bryant simultaneously repulsed one of the enemy attacks on his forces and by his heroic actions inspired his men to fight off the others. Seeing a wounded enemy soldier some distance from the patrol, he crawled forward under heavy fire to retrieve the soldier for intelligence purposes. He crawled back to his patrol and led his men back to the company position where he again took command of their defense. As the siege continued, he organized and led other patrols in a daring attempt to break through the enemy encirclement. The patrol advanced some 200 meters by heavy fighting when it was pinned down by intense automatic weapons fire from a heavily fortified bunker. Though Sergeant Bryant was severely wounded, he rallied his men, called for helicopter gunship support, and directed suppressive fire upon the enemy positions. Following that last gunship attack, he fearlessly charged an enemy, overran it, and single-handedly destroyed its three defenders. Inspired by his heroic example, his men renewed their attack on the entrenched enemy and launched a final assault against them. Sergeant Bryant fell mortally wounded by an enemy rocket, but his selfless regard for his comrades at the cost of his life above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest tradition of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army. Those sacrifices repeated thousands, perhaps even millions of times throughout our nation's history are so that we might have freedom today. And I think there is a temptation, maybe an easy or simple mistake that we can make, that since sacrifices have been made for us, now we don't need to make any. Remember, when we were being asked to sacrifice for the sake of others, and all of us wear masks, even though we were healthy or uninfected, and how hard that was for some, how challenging, I just can't do that. Think of some of the other sacrifices we are occasionally asked to make, and we find it so difficult to do such things. Is it because we have enjoyed the benefits of freedom, even freedom won for us by Jesus Christ, and have forgotten that in response to those sacrifices, we too are called also to sacrifice, to follow? Jesus said, right? I lay down my life for you, and I call you friends, and I invite you to be in my kingdom business along with me so that you carry forward that message. He wanted them to wait in Jerusalem as he was getting ready to ascend. Stay here. My Father's going to send you the power that you need to be those witnesses, to enable you to make those sacrifices. And yet, we find it hard. We find it hard to perhaps be brave and to continue this mission of God and country. We think the time of sacrifice is over or it's for someone else. But remember, Jesus said to us, greater love has no one than one lay down one's life for his friends. And he called us that because every single thing the Father ever revealed to him, he revealed and shared and empowered and deputized us. How we forget these things. What a measure that we have and is available for us. And perhaps we can put it this simple way. You and I have not been freed from sin by what Jesus sacrificed on the cross just so we can set our own agenda. We have been freed from sin so that we might join his agenda, his kingdom work, his mode and model, an example of sacrifice, so that even the sacrifice when we pause and give some of our time, when we share even something as simple, Jesus said, as a cup of water in his name, that sacrifice makes a difference. There are, of course, times when we are called to give more sacrifices because we remember Jesus laid down his life for us and he chose to free us from self-centeredness for something. Freed from sin and self-centeredness for the giving, for the sharing, for the empowering, and yes, at times even the sacrificing that helps others grow strong and stay in him. I love how Jesus put it there in the gospel reading. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Not just my own agenda, not my will, but yours be done. And don't we remember those sacrifices someone makes for us, the time that someone offers, the love that someone offers, the encouragement that they offer when they could have just been busy and driven on their way, could have just walked on by, could have given us that 1,000-yard stare and not stopped. But those sacrifices that we make, because Jesus made them first for us, impact people. They change lives. They give encouragement and hope to carry on, even when the going seems tough. That's why on this Ascension Day, when we're remembering that Jesus already won the battle over sin and death, and he rose again to show his triumph over his enemies, now the Ascension was him going, not because he's leaving the fight, but because he's already done all that he can in this side of the fight. Now he's on the other side. He's on the side of up there praying for you to have strength. He's up on the side preparing the place for you and I to go to. That place where there'll be ultimate rest, ultimate freedom from all suffering, from all sadness, from horrors of ununderstandable violence, setting us free for all of that. Jesus didn't go there because he got a promotion. He was all done with his work. He went there to prepare your forever home and mine. He ascended to remind us that this world with its suffering and wars and death is not our true home. So we may be making sacrifices now to help and sustain and comfort others, but we know ultimately we will be together with him and with all. So let's remember the sacrifices of our military and of our Savior Jesus Christ, and let's honor them by making our own sacrifices where and when the Lord calls us to do that. Not my will, but yours be done. I will serve my fellow citizens. I will serve my fellow Christians. I will serve and encourage and support and comfort and love on others, producing this good fruit that Jesus talked about, fruit that makes a lasting difference. As we remember that sacrifice, as we remember those who have given and gone before us, may we also, by His strength, help produce this kingdom fruit that will last. All to His glory. Amen.